The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, it's Thursday night, and that usually means Friday is tomorrow. But the way things are going, I don't honestly know. I'm fine. How are you?
Are you talking to me?
I gotcha.
Oh, I'm fine. I hope you're fine. It was 84 degrees today. And yeah. I hope that before we get started on political things, I have about a 1 minute, human interest story that's great.
Human interest? Well,
yes.
We'll do it. Is it about the host of a talk show just spending an hour and a half on the phone with modem problems?
No. But I do think that this is pretty cool, and I think that this lady deserves a lot of credit. It's out of a small town in South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
It's a single mother raising two children, and she received her tax return already.
Right.
It's $5,400.
Right.
So what she did was she paid her rent, her apartment rent, for the rest of the year with her tax return.
That's kind of smart.
And she said, instead of buying my kids the latest Jordans or fancy electronics, I paid my rent for the whole year to make sure that my children have a roof over their head.
I like that.
I like that, too. Mm-hmm. I think that she did the right thing. You know, that monkey's off her back now till next January. I just thought that was a good story.
I like that. That is good news, and we need more of that. The flip side of that coin, of course, is if she were from Somalia or Afghanistan, she wouldn't have to pay any damn rent or health insurance or costs or anything else. That's what's insane about this country. We need to cut off all aid, every damn penny to these people. They don't belong here. They shouldn't have been sent in here forcibly. And we should not be paying anything for them. They'll self-deport. Get them out of here. I am very disappointed in President Trump. I do not hold him personally accountable because I like to think he's been penetrated, isolated, insulated, and walled off from being directly able to do the things that he'd like to do. I think he's being interfered with and controlled to a very significant degree. Otherwise, how do you explain his 180-degree reversal on his immigration stance, which is what it is? And we also have now the DHS telling Mexico, don't worry, there won't be any wholesale deportations, nothing to worry about. Now, I hope they're lying, but I don't think they are. We had how many promises from President Trump? We will round up every illegal alien immigrant who has committed a crime, and they're out of here. Gone. No. And now, in his latest revised we can call it a Muslim travel ban program. He's decided that, and I think you already know this, the Dreamers get to stay. The Children's Crusade worked, and they'll be given a, quote, pathway to citizenship. It's kind of like a stairway to heaven. And we also know that he's going to vet the dickens out of all these Muslims who want to come in here. Well, you and I both know, and I mean you collectively, all of you know, that many of these Muslims are untraceable. They have no past. They're not going to be able to be vetted. They'll say they're Christians. They'll say anything they want to get in here. In other words, this administration is going to continue importing and allowing people to come into this country whose prime directive in life is our death and the destruction of our society and our civilization and our republic. They should not be coming in here, should not be allowed, because it is not going to work. Islam will never assimilate into our Western Christian culture. Everybody knows it. So where are we? That's enough for me.
Well, we are at a clash of civilizations, and that's exactly what is going on. You have this ideology that they call
a religion,
Islam, and they try to pass it off as a religion, and it isn't going to work, because almost 1,500 years of history tells us that it's not going to work, and that their goal is to force the rest of the world to go under this fake religion, this very, very oppressive ideology.
It's a sex and death cult, DV. That's what it is. It's a sex and death cult.
Yes, but it is truly a clash.
Well, absolutely a clash of civilizations. You're right.
It's being done on purpose. Yeah. To divide the people of this country,
yes,
endangering this country, because this kind of chaos is exactly what the shadow government and the global elites want. And people say, well, why would they want that? Why is because they're insane. There's no other word for it. These people are simply insane.
Oh, I agree.
And so now we have all these problems, and this really falls under the bailiwick of the U.S. Congress, because all of this is being... Now, my computer's acting up.
It's not contagious. I've been having a hell of a day, ladies and gentlemen. You all have had these days, too. It's called the computer age.
I'll be danged. Now I have all my stuff up, and now... Oh, that's not good. Let's see, what was I saying?
Why are the global elite doing it?
All of this is being done under the Refugee Act of whatever year it is. And unless and until Congress decides to modify or amend the Refugee Act, they're going to continue flooding this country with individuals who are not going to become Americans. Their allegiance will be to Sharia law and to this, their prophet, the pedophile. And it will just continue to build resentment in this country and trouble in this country.
Look at Europe. That's all you have to say. Look at Europe. The same thing will happen here when they hit their 5%, 6% mark, even before that. The European rape gangs will have a field day in this country. No woman,
yes,
no child, male or female, will be safe. Three Muslims just raped a 15-year-old boy in Sweden. When are people going to learn? This clash of civilizations will not work.
When their family member is a victim, that's when they open their eyes.
I guess.
Okay? So, yes, they come in here, and these people in Congress, while the people's purse is in debt, we're now just shy of $20 trillion. We continue to bring in people and give them free what the American hardworking folks out there do not get in their life at all.
No.
And so that, it's I know people have compassion. The United States is known for being a very compassionate people, despite the rhetoric and the propaganda out there.
Do the Muslim rape gangs have compassion in Europe?
No, of course they don't. And their favorites are blue-eyed blondes.
And every time a woman is raped, I'm not a woman, obviously, but those women's lives are destroyed. Many of them are going to die from HIV/AIDS, other horrific diseases that they may have been given, but the psychological damage is often psychological death. Can you even, 6 or 8 or 10 of these anti-human subhumans raping a woman or a child, a little boy, a little girl. The only way to handle this is instant capital punishment. They don't belong on this planet. They either belong back in the jungles of Africa or the sands of the Middle East where this is okay, or they leave the planet. It's not going to work. It hasn't worked, as D.V. pointed out, for about 1,400 years. Do you know how many people these Muslims killed when they invaded India? They killed over 800 million, mostly Hindus. 800 million. They actually do destroy countries by invading them, and they use rape as a weapon. They rape and rape and rape, and pretty soon the populace is mentally destroyed, and they can't fight back. Right now, as we speak, the Swedish police are overwhelmed. They cannot answer the calls they're getting for help. They don't know what to do. They're being beaten and assaulted by Muslims. Look, it's over in Sweden. They're not going to get their country back. It's done. And if we don't stop most of these people being brought in here are not real refugees. This is a globalist move, as you know, Dee, to bring in people of, we'll say, color, to make everything gray. The idea of destroying nationalism has not been lost on them for a minute. It's all about destroying one's pride in one's country, one's culture, one's achieved. It's gone. It's gone.
Well, like I said, this falls in Congress's lap. And the American people, unless they hammer on these people and remind them,
they got to stop voting and back in office.
Starting next February is the primaries. I know that we just got done with a grueling presidential election. Okay, but at the same time, we had 94% of the same gutless weenies and communists and socialists got reelected. So, the primaries are in 11 months.
Unbelievable.
And that's when the election for 2018 starts, because if we don't get rid of these incumbents in the primary, they go on to win in November, and nothing's going to happen except more of what we're seeing right now. And that is a resistance to Donald Trump's agenda and what he's trying to do by Republicans. So, as like I said, it's not going to stop until the American people are fed up.
No, it won't. It's a terminal war against the Trump administration, and he is unfortunately surrounded by traitors,
leakers. Personally, the only person I feel trust towards in his administration is Steve Bannon. He's the only one. Okay.
Well, I'm not going to argue that. I don't know Bannon well enough to trust
Priebus
him or not
and,
trust him.
His son Jared Kushner and Mike Pence.
Son-in-law.
I do not trust any.
President Pence just can't wait for his turn. You can tell he's being Mr. Boy Scout, good guy. It's really repulsive.
Well, it's not going to stop either. But as far as this,
who's Reince Priebus's best buddy or one of them? Rat Ryan. Rat Ryan is, by the way, two heartbeats away from being president.
Yes,
Trump,
I know.
And Pence. That's it. If their plane goes down, if they get on the same plane, President Paul Ryan.
They're not supposed to.
That's right.
The vice president and the president are not supposed to ride on the same airplane at any
time.
That's
right.
Mm-hmm. For obvious reasons. But the U.S. Congress are responsible for flooding this country with foreign workers, throwing Americans out of work. So then the Republicans are right at the top of the heap, okay? And now, you know, they wanted the House. We gave them back the House. They wanted the Senate. We gave them the Senate. And then we had a fake president in there for 8 years. But now they have, they control the entire ball game. And conservatives, if you listen to other talk radio out there, are getting actually listening to an interesting call today on Rush Limbaugh's show, because I listen to when I'm out driving around running errands, and Scott Baio, you know, the actors, he called in, and they talked golf for a minute, but then Scott Baio said, hey, you know, the people I run with out here in the circles, you know, and we talk and play golf, they're very, very worried. They're very worried and nervous by the Republicans who are trying to block Donald Trump at every turn. And, you know, Obamacare is one of them. The illegal aliens issue is another.
Right.
So
they're not going to change their tune, DV. This is not going to change. And I suspect that there are enormous events planned by Soros, Obama, the Clinton machine for this spring.
Yes, the machine is working very hard.
Yeah.
And the Democrats in Congress, like Mad Maxine Waters.
You know, Slapsy Maxie. Yep.
She is a waste of skin. She's a waste of skin because she's a racist, for one thing. She's been in there longer than Moses was alive. And I wrote about this in my booklet, Blind Loyalty, in 1996. She was a member of the Democratic Socialists of America.
Uh-huh.
And I've written several columns about this, that these people like her should not be allowed to serve in the U.S. Congress because they are guilty of sedition. They are trying to overturn our constitutional republic and turn us into a socialist country. Maybe a year ago, I actually saw a rash of emails and a couple of other columns talking about the Democratic Socialists of America, and I thought, gee, I was writing about it in 1996. You just getting around to noticing this? What do you think the problem is, folks?
Don't worry, DV. Everything's fine because the Washington Post and Jeff Bezos have just hired John Pizzagate Podesta to be a political writer for the Post.
Well, my personal opinion about those newspapers is this. I've traveled all over this country, and I've asked people the same question. When you pull, see, I have a press thing that I wear around my neck. So when I register to hotels, I pull it out, and I say, I'm doing a survey. And you're in the media. Mm-hmm. Oh, they just love to talk to you. And I ask them, you know, certain questions. Does the New York Times have a significant influence on the way that you feel about issues in this country? Nobody. I've never met or talked to one person that I've asked that question to who said that they could care nothing for the New York Times. It means nothing to the farmer in Iowa. You know, it
mm-hmm.
really doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But inside the Beltway, the Washington Post, which is a CIA front newspaper, and the New York Times, why, you think that that's their Bible. But for the average Joe out there pumping gas, you know, they don't care about what these people say in those. But I believe that people like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham and others, they need to stop giving so much time to those newspapers. Because outside the Beltway, nobody gives a crap, you know? If you're going to have that kind of audience of 20 million people a week, like Rush Limbaugh does, for God's sakes, use that 3 hours that you've got to get the, you know, the facts out to people.
Sure.
Talk about Dirty Harry Reid's old bill mm-hmm. in 1993.
Is anybody else talking about that but you?
No, it's still me. I'm the only one.
Mm-hmm.
That bill is 76 pages.
Mm-hmm.
It is ready to go. It is the strongest anti-illegal bill I've ever seen. It cuts off, as a matter of fact, Dr. Edwin Vieira was my guest last night, and we talked about that bill in depth.
Mm-hmm.
And that bill will force tens of millions, not a million, but tens, because I believe that the old worn out 11 million number is like 10 years old. And they're deliberately, I don't want to say breeding like rabbits, but they're having as many children as they can so that they can eventually outnumber everybody else in the country. But it would force self-deport without violence or anything else. And I asked Edwin, we talked about, you know, what kind of pushback there would be. And he said, right. You know, of course, you'll have the ACLU and La Raza and all the rest of them. But we have hopefully a new person on the Supreme Court pretty soon. And, you know, the way they do things in Washington, you whisper in some Supreme Court justice's ear, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's in her 80s, in poor health, that it's time, madam, for you to go and enjoy the rest of your life. You know, that type of thing.
Sure.
Because conceivably, Trump could get 3 to 4 seats on that court. So it's too bad we can't get rid of John Roberts. Because in my opinion, he's a damn dirtbag.
Two-faced, phony, and worse. They've got him there. The rumors are they've got him on Pizzagate-like things, too, and they control him.
Well, I think that he is a homosexual. I think his marriage, very late in life for both him and her, is just a front. After reading,
well, that's like Kasich. John Kasich is gay.
I never used the word gay.
It's homosexual.
The reason I don't use that word is because
you're right.
It's a Fifth Avenue marketing.
You got
it's
it.
It's designed.
No, it's a perversion of the word.
Elicit a good feeling. Oh, gay.
I know.
You know that's exactly what it is. Madison Avenue marketing. You hear the word gay, you think pleasant things. You say the word sexual deviant. Oh, end of that.
Yeah.
But I do believe that John Roberts is a sexual deviant, and of what I could read from credible sources, I believe that he and his wife illegally adopted those two little girls of theirs, who are probably getting much older by now. And that
kind of like the Obamas, huh? Not their kids.
Yeah, but that's unfortunately. However, excuse me, the Dirty Harry Reid's bill. Don't you just hate that on the air when you have a little cough? And
it happens. That's what breaks are for. So let's take a break and we'll come right back and continue with Dirty Harry's Bill here with DV Kid in just a couple minutes. So hold on and please remember this issue of immigration. It's not the humanity. It's the religion. It won't work with the Western Christian world. Yes, I know there are a handful of exceptions, but you show me how these people are going to renounce their religion as their prime directive in life and replace it with America, our traditions, our founding fathers, and our Constitution, and I'll listen to you. It ain't going to happen. Ever. Back in a minute. Okay, let's get right back to business here. And if you have been to the site today, and I hope you have, you'll notice at the top of the homepage in the center are some, we call them political art stories or pictures there, photos. There are a couple of photos about the Muslim issue. I'm leaving this up there. This is the most important issue America faces right now. This is life or death. Look at Europe. Americans, we are your death. That's a sign in one of the pictures. Islam, how many more are we going to have to murder before the world realizes that we're the religion of peace? No, Muslims, you're not the religion of peace. Not throughout 1400 years, you're not the religion of peace. And these people who come up and are injected into Europe have done such grievous, horrific damage to so many people. It was almost 1 million last year in 11 months that were sexually attacked or raped in England. It's that bad. You don't hear about it over here unless you go to Rents and read. And I want to thank Blake Sawyer for sending stories. Every day I replace the stories on the homepage under the Muslim pictures with new stories from Europe, from America, and you must read them. You must understand. Your congressman or congresswoman will not tell you the truth. Have you heard anybody in government telling you to read these stories and understand what danger we're in? No, Mr. Trump, we don't want any more Muslims here. It's not because of the color of their skin or anything else. It's their alleged religion. Their religion is designed to destroy and devastate and utterly eradicate Western Christian civilization. It's old news. Headlines. The Muslim rape gangs of Sweden. Read the story. 3 Muslims gang rape 15-year-old boy in Sweden. Headline. Swedish police force disintegrating. Headline. German intelligence. Huge rise in Muslim extremism. Headline. Brain-dead Swedes won't release Muslim crime statistics. Headline. Inside Sweden's Muslim suburbs. Read it. A Muslim leader says, wife beating is fine, as long as it's a last resort. Headline. Frightened Christians in the U.S. lose battle over U.S. mega mosque. These are big buildings, some of them.
Yes, and that's exactly where they train these jihadist terrorists.
You got it. And those camps that are scattered all over the country, 27 at least, the feds know where they are. They're out there in the woods and whatever, shooting, practicing their terrorism. They're camps. Muslim terrorist camps.
Yes, and they're just all the power, these Republicans especially, they're gutless cowards. I guess they're all afraid of violence. When violence is exactly what these people intend to unleash upon the United States of America. And still the American people with their compassion just don't seem to want to recognize that they are allowing the instruments of death into this country.
They're bringing their executioners in here.
Yes.
They're importing their own executioners. Okay. You got to figure it out. And I know all of you listening have a handle on this. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. It's these liberal, socialist, communist imbeciles, these idiots who don't understand that they are signing their own death warrants.
Well, when you know something and you don't do anything about it, then when tragedy strikes your family, then, you know, it's too late. Now is the time. That you get together with your group, your organization, use social media, but hammer on these SOBs in the Congress that we do not want any more Muslims in this country. That we do not believe, I don't believe, that it's a religion. 3 or 4 years ago, I wrote a column titled, Islam is a Cancer Oozing Across This Country. Why, you'd have thought I went out and, you know, robbed a bank and killed 10 people.
No, I'm sure you got a lot of grief for that one, yeah.
But I got more likes than dislikes, and yeah. I believe that the dislikes come from these trolls in their groups, you know, to try to get under my skin. But unfortunately for them, I've been doing this 26 years, and my skin is pretty thick. But it's really bad. But and the same thing with Dirty Harry's old bill from 1993, the Immigration Stabilization Act. If the House introduced it, it could pass on a straight party ticket line. The Senate the same. Trump would sign it in a minute. That cuts off all welfare, and including Title 10 in the bill, because Edwin and I went over this last night and I read it on the air. Harry Reid defines in Title 10 of that bill that just because an illegal has a baby on U.S. soil, that baby is not a U.S. citizen. From Harry Reid, anchor babies do not exist. That's what one of the things that makes that bill so powerful.
Sure it is. Did but Trump say anything about anchor babies? No. Did he say anything about dreamers?
Not for a while. But
no.
You know, I know the guy only sleeps about 4 hours a night.
I understand all that. I give him an A++ for effort. Yeah.
But it's the Congress. It's the House of Representatives. And that is where, look at the pushback on Common Core. I mean, as cynical as I am, I thought to myself, when I saw the how big the movement was and is to stop Common Core, my first reaction was, wow, I've been right all along. The American people knee-jerk when it affects their wallet and their children. And Common Core made millions of parents knee-jerk to the point where they've got it kicked out of their school systems in their states. Mm-hmm. Now, if we could just get the same momentum going to get one representative, and I haven't done it yet, but it's on my list to send a letter to Representative Massey. He's a Republican out of Kentucky, and he's the one who's introduced the bill to stop taxing Social Security, which, by the way, I called the other day to his office, and guess what? There is virtually no support for the bill by the American people.
Really?
Yes.
They're too dumb.
Now, Social Security is not an entitlement. Social Security taxes get taken out of your paycheck. Everybody knows that. Oh, well, those are my Social Security taxes. Yes, there is the key word. Social Security is a tax that goes into the general fund of the Treasury and is not earmarked for any specific spending purpose. So when you decide to retire and collect Social Security, how did that money get into your account? It was tax money. So now you want to withdraw your benefits, you got to pay a second tax on it. So, Representative Massey, mm-hmm. for the second time, has introduced the bill to stop taxing. Now, for listeners here in this country, because I know you're worldwide, how about your parents? Are they having a difficult time making ends meet? How about you? How close are you to retirement? Okay? How much do you have in a 401k or an IRA or some? Do you have $400,000 when you turn 65? Because that's about what it takes with the current value of U.S. currency to live 20 years on eating nothing besides beans, because Social Security is not enough for people to live on. But take away taxing it, take away the taxes that you're being double taxed for, and look at the extra discretionary spending you will have. And your parents right now, because they're probably retired, just like my mother. She's 89 years old. So it's like I said, when I called his office, they're very disappointed. There's mm-hmm. just no support out there for it. Mm-hmm. And this I do not understand.
No.
I mean, I've done everything I can to push it, but it's in House and Ways Committee.
It's got House Ways and Means. It's going to stay there, too.
unless, like I said, the American people start the same type of momentum and movement as Common Core. If you belong to AARP, you know, send their legislative, what do they call it, the legislative person, and say, hey, look, here's the bill number. Do I have it up? Yes, I do. I'm sorry. It's H.R. 3894. It's the Senior Citizens Tax Elimination Act. And mm-hmm. ask the Legislative People Division of AARP, why aren't you supporting this bill? Mm-hmm. Why aren't you putting this out in your monthly magazine that goes to 33 million of your membership folks? You know, if you care about seniors, you should be... I mean, We wait for these bills, and then when they get introduced, there's no support.
Oh, we turn our back on them. No.
If you listen to Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity, call in and tell them about H.R. 3894. Tell them that there's a bill in the House of Representatives to get rid of the unconstitutional Federal Department of Education. Because I darn straight guarantee you, you know, between those two, they reach 20, 30 million people.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, so, they're not. They don't seem to be using their clout at all in the right way.
I very seldom hear them talk about any legislation other than Obamacare and illegals, which, of course, you know, every day, roughly 12 Americans die at the hand of illegal aliens. you know, like I said, it's sickening. You know, we wait for these bills, and then nobody supports them. You know, I mean,
I understand.
Everybody wants solutions, and then when the solution is there in the form of a bill,
there's no follow through. I've got
there's
it.
There's no nothing.
No.
You know, I mean, I've banged my head against the wall on this. I don't know how many times. And before the clock runs out, don't forget to buy Made in America. You know, if we want to help, if we want to create jobs in this country, do what the 1 million jobs project. If 1 million Americans spent 5% of their spending is on a product made in the USA, it will create a million jobs. And if you don't know where to get it, go to my website, dv.com. On the right-hand side, you'll see a box that says buy made in USA, thousands and thousands of products. It's all there. I made it easy for everybody.
Good job. All right, good points. I wonder how Harry Reid ever came up with allegedly creating a piece of legislation like that. I don't know who did it, but it's a jewel.
But in his press conference in 1993, a press release, I should say, he talked about the fact that illegal aliens were draining the coffers.
What happened to him?
He turned.
He did.
Yeah, he did. And he was controlled by the unions are the ones who kept getting him into office.
You saw but it looked like somebody popped him in the face a few months back. Claims it was an exercise accident.
Well, I don't believe that it was an accident.
No.
I think that's the reason he retired. But, you know, that bill, he did a more than 180-degree turnaround on illegals.
Most of the time, the congressmen or senators don't write the bills. They have people to do. Whoever wrote that bill, he endorsed it. It's his bill, all right, in quotes. But that bill, only 76 pages. That's not a lot of pages for a bill.
Well, I read it and marked a bunch of stuff on it. But no, Harry Reid did not write the bill. It was written by attorneys. And, you know, Edwin and I talked about this last night in talking about, let's say for the sake of you know, argument on the program last night, let's say the House passes, Senate passes, and Trump signs it into law. How strong is it, you know, because it would go all the way to the Supreme Court, but the bill is very well written. And especially, like I said, Title 10, there is no such thing as anchor babies. It's a bald-faced lie. And we talked about Plyer versus, I forget the name of the case, but we talked about it last night where the Supreme Court ruled back in the 80s that illegal alien minors have a constitutional right to an education at the cost of the American taxpayer. And, of course, it was all wrapped up in the 5th and the 14th Amendments. But Harry Reid blew that out of the water in his bill. So it's just aggravating to me that everybody wants solutions, and when you get the solutions, nobody works to get anything done, you know? Of course, you have to know about it, you know? And
that's the big issue.
You know,
is the mainstream media going to tell you? No.
No. Oh, no.
Who's going to tell you? How are you going to find out?
No, because they're socialists and communists. Of course, they're not going to. But, you know, Social Security, like I said, if AARP threw their support behind this, it'd be passed in a week. Honest to goodness.
Well, the question has to be asked, why don't they? Why don't they use their 33 million clout to do something? What are they doing?
Yes, I don't
Who's really running? Who's really running AARP? What's the agenda?
The only way they're going to sit up and pay attention is if you're a member, okay, and you write, you know, take 15 minutes of your time, and you write to AARP in Washington, to their legislative division, and say, here's my member number, but I'm not going to be a member for much longer if AARP does not get behind. And you can look it up on the internet. Just type in Harry Reid, Immigration Stabilization Act, 1993. And that will bring up the bill or an article on it. And I guess I can do it right now real quick. Talk while I do that.
Yeah, let me just remind all of you.
Let me get the old bill here. Go ahead,
remind everyone that the single most important issue of the rest of our lives will be stopping Islam from coming into this country. Until and unless a mechanism is devised and agreed upon by which these people will put their religion beside and behind the U.S. way of life, our values, our social standings, and our Constitution. They can't come in. They cannot come in. Done. Door closed. Welded shut. Over. Finished. It's not going to work. I don't want to see this country shredded like Europe. I don't think any of you do either. And I get notes from Dr. Leonard Coldwell often. He keeps sending me materials in German and in English. Just horrific things going on over there, which you're not allowed to hear about unless you're reading Rents or listening to Devi or I or anybody else who cares. This is it. This is the biggest issue. Go ahead.
Okay. It's the Immigration Stabilization Act, and it's S-1351. And that's how you can look it up, and it'll come up. But, you know, if you take 15 minutes, if you're a member of AARP and you say, look, you know, we want to get this bill introduced in Congress, and we want you, AARP, to put this out in your monthly bulletin or magazine or whatever it is that they send out. We want to get this done because Social Security taxes are just that. They're a tax. It's not that it's when you Social Security, somebody doesn't just take $50 and send it to Washington to put in your account. No, you're taxed every paycheck. So then when you apply for your benefits, you get taxed again.
Correct. So absolutely correct.
It's absolutely morally wrong.
Yeah.
Because, you know, by the time you reach senior age, unless you're, you know, rich, you know, like John McCain, every single penny counts. And it's morally wrong. It's double taxation.
Yeah.
And let's see. Tomorrow night, I need to give a plug. Tomorrow night, I'm going to talk about 9/11.
Uh-huh. Good.
Because it has been pushed to the back burner.
Oh, yeah.
But it still remains one of the...
It's a huge story. Huge.
Yes. And the truth of...
One of the biggest betrayals in American history. Worse than Pearl Harbor. Well, I don't know. As bad as Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor was avoidable. We know that from Stinnett's book. He spent 14 years fighting in the courts under the Freedom of Information Act. And he proved, these are, you know, official documents, authenticated, and the court sided with him, that those directives came from FDR himself.
Yep.
That we desire the Japanese to strike first. And so they allowed the Japanese to bomb Pearl Harbor, and over 2,400 Americans were sacrificed that day.
You have to extrapolate and count how many died in the war afterward, because that's what brought us into the war. Now, you compare and contrast that to 9/11, which was a U.S. government inside job on itself, rather like Pearl Harbor, and then push that down the road. How many people have died since then? 2 to 3 billion in Iraq, 2 to 3 billion more in Afghanistan, where we've been for 15 years and will remain because of the opium poppies. How many other people died in Libya, in Syria? When does it end? How many in Europe? How many lives have been destroyed in Europe because these Muslims are intentionally being forced into Europe by the international Bolshevik Zionist globalist bankster elite, which wants to turn this into a gray planet with no nationalism, a plantation planet that they can sit back and lord it over. That's what they want to do.
Yeah, and as much as I, you know, understand about Saudi Arabia and their ties to terrorism, they did actually do something right. They have taken 1.5 million of these immigrants.
Yeah,
okay?
I ran the story. Yeah.
Yes, but they've taken 1.5 million of them and brought them into their country and they're in schools under their culture. But they did the right thing because their culture is the same. It's one and the same. They're Islamic. So they did a good job on that. I will give them credit for that.
That's
but
the
for
only
nothing,
thing.
But for nothing else.
For nothing else.
Who'd want to live in Saudi Arabia, for God's sakes?
No,
anyway, I hope you get your computer stuff fixed.
Yeah, it's okay. It's calmed down now. But,
it's so maddening.
It's really maddening.
Oh, and
totally.
Speaking of Social Security, the Social Security Administration paid $1 billion in benefits to those who did not have a Social Security number, according to a recent audit. The agency
aliens, immigrants.
The agency paid $1 billion to 22,426 payees who did not have an SSN. But get this part. The Inspector General also said that illegal aliens had been receiving benefits through the representative payee system. Illegal aliens without SSNs are allowed to receive government benefits if they're representing their minor children. What?
Unreal.
Their minor children are illegals.
Unreal.
They're illegal aliens. This has to stop. Social Security, $17 trillion in unpaid mandates.
Come on, Mr. Trump. Cut off federal aid. Cut off federal aid to any state that continues to pay state aid.
He needs to hear from you. Here is the White House comment line. 202-456-1111. Make your voice be heard. Do it on your lunch hour or on your coffee break or at time at work or wherever.
Right.
But you know what Steve Bannon wrote not so long ago, I guess it was last month. We want you, the people, to hold us, me, President Trump, we want you to hold us accountable. If we're not doing something, hold us accountable. Okay, we will. I call that comment line myself probably 12 times already. You know, I'm polite. And I just point out what I want to say, and that's that.
All right. That's amazing. Great. Okay. Thanks, Devi. Talk to you next time.
Okay. Bye.
All right, good night. And that's hour one, and we will be right back with number two for you on this Thursday evening with Professor Jim Fetzer coming up next.